Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
Yeah, Lena, my name is Mark Miller. You guys just took $67 out of my bank account, and I want my money back.
Can I please have your zip code, sir?
Yeah, 63074. It's a bunch of shit the way you guys hide that thing in there about a stupid backpack, and then you take someone's money out from them. I already contacted my company about a fraud. They denied the first payment, and then you guys came through and tried to take it again and took it.
Okay, sir. If you've already opened up a fraud claim with your bank, they would need to call us back. Can you please verify your address?
No, all they did was ask me if it could run again because I didn't want to cancel my account. So I want my money back.
Can you please verify your address on the account?
Yes, 11130 Morrow Drive.
Okay, so the 6732 charge is not for the tactical bag. It's in the terms and conditions that have to be agreed upon in order to process that payment for the tactical bag. It does state that you'd be agreeing to sign up for a monthly subscription to our online gadget store with that.
Yeah, it's all hidden in there, ma'am. It's all hidden in there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I had no idea you were going to charge me $67 or I wouldn't have done it for this cheap little bag you sent. Okay, the bag is a gift to try to get people so you can take the $67 from somebody and then have to go through all this. And don't tell me that you don't get a bunch of calls with people wanting their money back. You can have this cheap little bag back. I don't want it. You advertised a free bag. You advertised a free bag. A free backpack is what you advertised. I want my money back.
With that subscription, you do receive a $125 gift card sent to you via email.
I don't want a gift card, ma'am. I want my money back. None of this stuff is anything I'm interested in.
Yes, sir.
There was a deal I was surfing through the internet, okay, and it said free backpack. Okay, you guys entice people with the free backpack so you can steal $67 from them. I don't want the fucking backpack. I don't want any of this. I don't want the $125 gift card. What you're selling, I don't want. What I want is my $67 back. Okay, you already tried to take it yesterday and there was insufficient funds in there. Now you come back after I put money in my account. So if I got insufficient funds the first time you try it, it probably means money's pretty tight for me. Then you come through and you try to take it again, and I just put money in the account, and you're taking the money I have. So it doesn't make any sense. If it don't go for you, do you keep trying it until I put a check in there, and all of a sudden it goes through? That's ridiculous. That's terrible business practice. You're preying on people because they don't read the entire terms and conditions. Legitimate companies advertise all this up front where you can see it. It's not in the fine little print. Okay? All they want is my money back.
Yes, sir. I can refund you 35% back and cancel out the account so you would no longer be billed. You're still able to use the $125 gift card.
I don't want it. I just want my money back.
Yes, sir. I can refund you 35%. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account.
Why are you only doing 35%?
It's because, sir, the terms and conditions were agreed upon, so it makes it a valid charge.
Okay. Get my money in my account within 3 days.
It's going to take 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Okay. I'll handle it a different way after I get my money back. Okay? I want my money back, and I want it back ASAP.
Yes, sir. It'll take 3 to 5 business days. Would you like the cancellation confirmation number?
Sure.
All right. Let me know when you have a pen and paper.
I got it right here.
All right. It's going to be Ciaz and Charlie, 259-36-5555.
Okay. I'll look for my funds to be put back in my account.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.